At 7:35 this morning, we were talking about ticket stock, and we like to do this every year before ticket stock, relive what I think is the greatest moment in ticket history when Nolan Ryan talked about the Snow Monkeys, and it was so much fun having Nolan as our headliner that year, 2007. And we thought since we played that audio this morning that we would check in with Nolan Ryan. So I think we have a phone number for Nolan's ranch down in Alvin. Let's give the Ryan Express a call. Nolan Ryan, please.
This is the Ryan Express.
Nolan, it's the Musers at the Ticket. How are you?
I'm doing a lot better than Nico Harrison, that's for sure. It's pretty cold down here right now. Y'all getting weather up y'all's way?
Yeah, it's cold anyway.
It's really cold here. I've got a lot of shrinkage under my loincloth right now.
Oh, gosh. Well, we don't need to know about that.
I'm wearing like 4 buffalo pelts right now just to try to keep in some of the body heat. And my milking parlor's down to 12 degrees right now.
Oh, no.
Wow.
I know. I've been tugging on these udders, and they're putting out soft serve ice cream right now. But and I'm a bit worried that my hogs are going to die. Not because of the cold, but because they've been vaping so much. About half of them got that popcorn lung now.
What? Really?
Hogs? Yeah, hogs are out of control. I don't know what's going on. They're all driving these tricked up cars that they've messed up and put in stance and all that, and they vape hard at intersections.
Man, a lot going on.
But I have you guys on. I have a radio here in the milking parlor, and I heard y'all played that Snow Monkey audio from, I don't know when it was, 2007 or something.
Yeah.
And, you know, a funny thing happened after that, that I was on with you in that. And, but I was wondering, you know, I was really doing well with your viewers that were out there, and everyone was laughing. And, when I was delivering the story and that, I started thinking I was becoming something of a raconteur, and so I went on the road telling that same story in other markets, and really got little to no reaction.
Yeah, you got to know your audience, I think.
Yeah, so that was a wasted 8 months of my life there on that speaking circuit. But hearing you guys play that audio made me really, really want to update you on my battle with the snow monkeys. This is still going on.
Oh my gosh, the battle continues.
It really does, Craig and
George.
And the snow monkeys, they've really taken this battle to another level, because they've taken Ruth hostage. And
oh no.
Yeah, and they're demanding I pay a $1 million Hershey Kiss ransom to get her back.
Oh, well,
they love them Hershey Kisses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, and it's not just that. I got to complete a series of 12 tasks before noon today, or else they're going to adopt Ruth and make her one of their own, like, you know, kind of like a queen of the snow monkeys, as it were.
Wow.
Yeah, and in fact, she's already sent me a few texts indicating she's getting a little bit of that Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah.
She texted me that I'm trying to read it. I don't have my readers on, but it says that she doesn't. I don't approve of what they did, but the snow monkeys make a few good points.
So oh,
I'm
no.
To make of that. You know? And she sent me a selfie, and she's kind of started dressing like a snow monkey. So time is of the essence.
She's oh falling gosh. For her captors.
She is. So I've got to do all these things. I got to. A bunch of weird stuff. I got to order a pizza and deliver it to Bob Lilly before 10 a.m. I don't know.
Well, now they're just having fun with you.
I've got to go find a medallion that's hidden in a pig pen outside of Tyler, and then I got to take that medallion and put it on top of a stick and put it in a certain place in a map room and let the sun hit the crystal, and that's going to reveal the exact location of Steve Garvey's used condom collection. I mean, it's just a bunch of weird stuff.
All of this before noon?
Before noon. All before noon. I got to get a Bruce Bochy cameo. You know what a cameo is?
Yeah.
I got to get a Bruce Bochy cameo of him promoting some crypto meme coin. I don't even know what a crypto meme coin is. I mean, what is Hawk to a? I don't even know.
Don't worry about
that. We don't
have
time to explain it.
And then they say that I got to go find John Daniels and apologize to him.
Oh, man. Well.
And it was after that demand, and I just kind of sent him a message telling him to, you know, tell Ruth that I love her and thanks for the marriage and everything.
you draw your line somewhere, right?
Like an hour.
Well, yeah, good luck if you do try to do that before noon. Sounds like you're not going to.
Well, I do. I got my work cut out for me. I'm going to try to get that done. And I'm going to try to head by that ticket stock that I heard y'all promoting. It's going to be on tomorrow. but I'd like to come out there and meet Dirk Nowitzki.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I can't believe you hadn't met Dirk at some point.
I haven't met him, but I was a big fan of the way he played for the Maverick organization. And just kind of, you know, go back there. I'd like to see that backstage suite that y'all had for us headliners, you know, where I signed the wall and everything.
Right, yeah. Right.
And see if it still smells like cheap cologne from when Pete Rose was up there.
That's right. We've had him before.
But I better get going now because I just got another text message on my WhatsApp from the Snow Monkey King.
King.
And apparently it's one of him and Ruth making out. So this
Nolan.
All right, then.
All right, then. We'll see you. There goes Nolan.